to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
Hello everybody and welcome to episode 5 of the Draft Doctors. My name is John Crockett and joining me is Stevie Fizz. Steve, welcome.
How are you, mate?
I'm very well, mate. Today we are going to do our forward rankings, but before we do, there has been a massive story today with the Essendon 34 found guilty of doping, I suppose for a better word, and that is going to have some serious implications for fantasy and the game. Having said that, who do you think will get the biggest boost?
Well, the player I think who gets the biggest boost, he needed a cup of tea. He needed 5 minutes to compose himself. It's Matt Loby.
Matt Loby. Well done, Matthew Loby.
Yeah, no, but there's huge fantasy implications from this, and it's a bombshell.
It is huge. I mean, you just look at some of the players that have been suspended by Essendon. Hurley, Heppel, Watson, Hooker, Hibbard, Ryder. I mean, I know Ryder doesn't play for...
Stance. Your boy.
My boy, Stance. He's gone. It's huge. Like, that is Essendon's defense right there. Gone.
And their
Tate
guts.
Pairs, everything.
And their guts.
Yeah. And the midfield gone. Like, God, I can't carry that midfield alone.
Yeah. Man, how many games is he going to get suspended?
I think he should just put his hand up and say, I dope too. I mean,
I think at one point this season, his head may just explode.
Oh, I can see it happening.
Like, you know, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah. He's going to go spastic one stage here. But it is going to help a few people. We will talk about in today's show, but definitely the big Louis. Now that he's competition in the ball end,
there's
no competition.
Well,
there.
I mean, not that he was. Let's be frank.
Yeah, Tom Bell Chambers, you weren't getting a gig.
I think McKernan will play though.
He'll be a handy forward.
Yeah,
handy forward,
and that chop out ruck.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's good for him. If you're a fan of McKernan.
Yep. Oh well. Having said that, if you would like to follow us on social media, we are Twitter at The Draft Doctors, or hit us up at Facebook, facebook.com/TheDraftDoctors, or send us an email at thedraftdoctors@gmail.com.
Yeah, and if you like us on iTunes, if you're listening to us through iTunes, just click subscribe, leave us a review. That's real helpful.
Absolutely.
We love that sort of stuff.
All right, jumping into our forward rankings for today. So bear with us, we have got a few... Essendon players or suspended players, so we're just going to roll with it,
yeah,
and just leave it as is because we only just found about it today before we went to recording.
Yeah,
we're starting off with the way we're going to set it out is per usual. We're going to mention Supercoach averages first, and then Dream Team averages and rankings. And number one for me in Supercoach is Brett Deludio from Richmond.
Ding ding ding. Me too.
Yep, massive year, even though he played 17 games, came out with a 112 average, just absolutely massive.
But he never usually misses. This is the thing, like, I love Brett Deludio. He's usually good for 21, 22 games. Great injury history last year, just missed the games.
And it was at Achilles too, which is generally problematic.
Yeah, I don't see a problem. Like, once he came back, he was fantastic.
I mean. Once he came back, he was fine. Dream Team, 95 average. I've got him number 2 for my Dream Team.
I got him 5.
Okay. Any thoughts why that was?
Well, he's just such a classy player. I think that's why his Supercoach average is always so much better than his Dream Team average. And there's just a couple of volume guys I like for Dream Team a little bit better.
Okay.
That's all.
Yep. Number 2 for me is his teammate and Dusty Martin for Supercoach.
Yep.
105 average. In Supercoach, 103 in Dream Team. Never misses a game.
Number 1 player last year for Supercoach.
Yep, number 1 ranked. Number 1 for Dream Team for me just goes...
Number 2 for Dream Team. But I wouldn't have a problem if anyone wanted to draft him number 1.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's as of number 1
still
forward.
Young, accumulates, kicks goals.
Yeah, he's a gun.
He's a gun, absolutely. Number 3 for me from the Western Bulldogs is Luke Dalhouse. Had a marvellous year last year, stepping up to an average of 104. It's going to be interesting how that's going to be with... Liberatore coming back. Does he get as much midfield time? Be interesting.
Well, I have him as my number 3 as well. I think he's a superstar, and I think he's my number 3 because I don't think he's... I look at the guys below him, and there's question marks. To me, there's no question marks on Luke Dalhouse. I think he's a superstar. very doesn't get injured. Like, he's just a gun player, and I'm all about it. I think he's. I don't think he's gonna. I don't think he necessarily goes bigger, but I think he maintains, and that's good enough for me.
I think he might 1 or 2 points higher now that Libba's back. They'll go to the tag with him. Might be able to get a little bit more output out of him, but not a hell of a lot. And he's third for me in Dream Team.
Number four.
Coming in at number four for me, Lee Montagna from St Kilda gets the DPP for the first time. Just a massive, massive accumulator, this bloke, and I can see him going very early in a lot of drafts.
Yeah, he will, and a lot of people will probably be all over him for salary cap, although he's very expensive.
Yep.
I've got him number five in Supercoach, and he's actually my number one Dream Team forward.
So I slid him to number four just because getting a bit old, playing 17 games, I want my guys to be playing every single week.
Yeah, I just think the upside's so much greater than... I think he can be 10 points better than the next best forward. That's you know, he's got such a great history of being a gun accumulator.
Oh, absolutely.
That's my thinking anyway. I think he can be so much better than the next best forward in Dream Team.
And you actually look at those Dream Team averages. I mean, Montagna averaged 109 last year, and Dusty was next best with 103.
That's what I mean. Like, it's hard to average a lot of points as a forward, and to get Lee Montagna is just. It's a free run, basically, for mine.
Oh,
I think he's just so much more prone to scoring high that I think it's a no-brainer to take him number one in your ultimates and your elite drafts as a forward, sorry. Yeah, and when we say number one, he's number one forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming in at number five for me, big danger man here, but...
Oof, you love him, don't you?
I love this guy too much. Harley Bunnell.
Yeah.
Just can't go past the bloke. I love him. 101 average off 15 games. I know we've spoken about him before. Going to be a massive red flag, but with just the carnage we've seen in the forward line, you got to pick him.
Yeah, the forward line's just been absolutely decimated this year. But I love Harley Bunnell. I got him number four in Supercoach. Got him number six in Dream Team.
Okay, number five for me.
The worry is only 15 games each of the last three seasons.
That's the biggest worry, but...
And he's been off the track a little bit. The Freo are saying they've overloaded him a little bit.
Yeah, in the overload. I don't know about that.
Yeah, exactly. He's got that bad history. So, look, I got him number four. I love him. I think he's a star. I think Fife's injury, which we haven't even touched on. I think Fife's injury...
plays a big part in him getting more guts time.
Yeah, that's right. I think he plays half forward with a lot of time on the ball anyway.
Yeah.
But I thought if Fife's going to be playing forward, then Bunnell's a big beneficiary.
Absolutely. Coming in at number six for me, Dane Zorko. Always that DPP mid forward. 100 in average in Supercoach, 90 in Dream Team. Love the bloke. Just gets the job done year in, year out. Love it.
It's hard to knock him because he's done it every year.
And he's always fifth in Supercoach for scoring, eighth in Dream Team. So
he doesn't miss games. He always knocks out a good score.
Yep. Okay, your forward's going to give you a quiet game, but you'll take that. I mean, with 101, 100 average and a 90 average.
Yeah, I've got him number seven just in Supercoach and number seven also in Dream Team. My concern is this, is that there's so much midfield talent at Brisbane, and if they're all fit, I worry that Zorko is not going to be on the ball as much. Like, and it's hard to say because the guy just finds a way to score well.
Absolutely. Like, the Tigers are going to go to those big-name players, so he just runs around free.
Yeah, look, I've got no problems with it, and he's certainly a forward one.
Yep.
Maybe it's just he's a... I don't know. Maybe it's a little bit unsexy. Maybe it's a little bit of prejudice. I don't know. I mean, he's still top seven for me.
Yeah.
But to me, there's a little bit... I mean, it's not like he misses games. It's not like he doesn't ever score well.
He won't be your go-to guy, but if he's there, you will look
at him. Oh, well, look, I'm not going to take him in round one, obviously. But look, if he was my first forward, it wouldn't be the end of the world.
Yeah. I've got him at number six for Dream Team as well. Coming at next... the Chad Wingard, number seven for me in Supercoach and nine for Dream Team. Just gets it done year in, year out. Had a bit of a quieter year last year, but I think he can get back to that All-Australian.
Not last year, 2 years ago. 2 years ago. With all the concussions, so yeah. I give that a pass.
Yep. Yeah, we saw it this year with blokes like Luke Parker and Brody Smith have those concussions and really knocked them around. But
the cream rises to the top. He's an absolute superstar.
Yeah, and you think with Port getting better after having that?
I don't think Port do get better.
They go back to that. Was it 2014?
No, I don't think so. I just think he's a gun. So I like him. I got him at number 8 in Supercoach and number 11 in Dream Team. But this is the thing for me is like, what the hell are they going to do with him? Like, he was isolated a lot in the forward 50 last year, kicked a ton of goals.
Yeah.
Right. Now they've gone out and picked up Charlie Dixon. So, you know, there's a little bit more competition for goals in that forward line.
Maybe he's got that tank now. He's still a young fella. He's built that tank up, gets more run in the midfield.
Well, but the midfielders are coming back. See, this is the thing. I love Chad. Don't get me wrong. I love Chad. He's a star, and he'll find a way to score well. But I just got other guys in front of him.
Yep. Number 8, bit of a interesting one. I don't know where you've got him, but I've got Lance Buddy Franklin at number 8 for me in Supercoach and 17th for Dream Team.
Yeah. He's going to be... Oh, I got him 17th in Dream Team, so we can agree on that. But I've got him 11 in Supercoach. I've got no problem with you choosing... with anyone taking Buddy Franklin as the number 1 forward. But there's just safer guys for mine.
Yeah, I mean, last year, those health issues and that degenerative knee, or that knee problem he's always
going
to have. And
he was going actually pretty well in the first half. Like, he was just going along like usual, Buddy. And then things just...
fell apart.
They just didn't go his way, I guess.
Yeah, I think he can bounce back to get back to those close to 100s or...
The thing about Buddy is he can be anything.
Yeah. He'll get you 36 one week and 136 the next.
So I'm probably... This is my thing. I wouldn't be comfortable with him being my number 1 forward.
Okay.
I'd want someone a little bit more bankable, but number 2, I've got no issues with it.
Yep. Number 9 for me. I don't think Steve's going to agree with me on this one, but Michael Barlow from Fremantle. Got him 9 in Supercoach and 7 in Dream Team for me.
Yeah, I'm a little bit higher on Barlow than you are. I've got him number 6 in Supercoach and number 3 in Dream Team.
Wow. Very high.
And really, I didn't have him that high. But in fact, he probably wouldn't have even been in my top 20. But Fife's injury, I think it's Barlow time again.
Yeah,
like, we saw it last year when he was in the guts. He scored like Michael Barlow scores.
Yeah, and if you look at his past averages, over 100, 115 pluses.
Yeah, exactly.
So he can do it.
He's a massive accumulator. They didn't play him in this. They played him forward. They played him... obviously they played him forward because he's listed as a forward. But I also saw him play back.
Yep.
But if... this is one of those ones that's subject to...
injuries and...
I was going to say subject to preseason form. If we're looking at the NAB Cup and Nat Fyfe doesn't play in the NAB Cup, maybe he does, maybe he doesn't, I don't know. But Michael Barlow could be a huge beneficiary.
Absolutely. Him and Bunnell right up there, I think.
Yeah.
Coming in at number 10 for me... is a big Hawthorn forward, and no, it's not Jared Rufford, Jack Gunston. Averages 96 in Supercoach, 92 in Dream Team this year. Got him at number 8 in Dream Team and number 10 in Supercoach. Doesn't miss games. He's ranked 8th and 6th overall in the Supercoach and Dream Team formats. Just gets it done. Great bloke, great kick. Had a bit of the yips this year, or last year, sorry. But can see him getting back to that dead-eye dick that he is.
I got no issue with it. I've got him at 10 in Supercoach, and I've got him at 9 in Dream Team. I was humming and hawing whether I put him in front of Roughhead or not. The thing was, they both had issues last year.
Mm.
Roughhead had the skin cancer issue, and I think that... Well, maybe... I don't know. This is just my projections.
Well, 0.2 different in the averages.
But Gunston had the broken finger, or dislocated finger, or whatever the hell it was, and he had to wear the glove... and his form really dipped after that. But up until then, Gunston was miles better than Roughhead. It's very consistent. Finished top 10 in both forms of the game in terms of points. I got no issue with him. I got him at 10 in Supercoach, 9 in Dream Team. No problems. No problems.
Yeah, so very, very similar in our top 10s there.
I don't think Hawthorn... I mean, some people are saying Hawthorn going to drop away. Yeah, not in this lifetime, buddy.
Yeah, that was me.
do you see it really falling away that much?
Not that dramatic, but maybe not a top 4, but still definitely a top 8 team.
Yeah, so I mean, he's going to get his goals. He's going to find a way to score. He's a gun. He's an absolute superstar.
Next on my list, going into our F2s. I've got Jared Ruffhead at number 11 and for Supercoach, and number 10 for Dream Team, with Ruffy pushing up in the bit of the guts last year. Gets the ball, kicks goal, inside 50s, just could be that accumulator this year for Dream Team, so I like him.
Yeah, well, when they need a spark plug, they throw the big man in the guts.
Yep.
I got him at number 9, actually. He's still a forward one for me in Supercoach, but I've got him at 13 in Dream Team. He just gets it done. He's a stud.
He's an ugly bastard, but gee, he gets it done.
Oh, look, he's an absolute superstar, man. There's no two ways about it. He's in a gun team. He's a monster of a man. Yep. And he's a great kick.
Yeah.
And he
can pinch in the ruck too.
I actually just really like watching him play.
Do you remember when he was a defender?
Yeah. And he was awesome.
So, Jared Ruffhead, people, get on him. Number 12 for me, Kurt Tippett. All over Tippett this year. He's got the ruck forward eligibility, 89 average in Supercoach off 20 games, 80 in Dream Team. Even though he averaged 80 in Dream Team, I still got him at number 12 for me. Just that DPP does it for me. Like, him and Sinclair together this year, going to be huge, I think.
That's, look, the 12 in Dream Team is really, it's a long way apart from me. I've got Kurt Tippett 19 in Supercoach. I got him at 33 in Dream Team.
Wow.
Now, if this is early January rankings.
Yeah.
Now, I think this is based on, I think Sinclair will be the number one ruck, and I think Kurt Tippett will play out of the square. If it gets shown that Kurt Tippett is starting in the ruck and he's playing 60% ruck, then fine, I give him that big boost.
It's probably just on my optimism there of...
Yeah, look...
That's all it is.
Look, this is just the way I see it. If you see it the other way,
exactly,
then
right,
that's absolutely fine. I got no issue with it. And we really... It's hard to project until the NAB Cup.
That's right. A game hasn't been played yet. We're just going off our own thoughts here, people.
But my gut feel is... like, and I think, like, when Tippett's in the ruck, he's awesome.
He'd be a top 10 player. For sure.
There's no worries there. But I just... I don't... feel like they're going to play him there. Like, they got Sinclair for a reason.
That's it.
I mean, it's probably good value for the Jeddah trade, blah, blah, blah. But so 19, it's probably a bit no man's landish in terms of rankings. 33 is definitely no man's landish in terms of rankings, because I think if he doesn't play ruck at least 30% of the time, then you may as well not have him in Dream Team.
That's right.
So that's just where I've put him, because... I don't feel comfortable either way. I think he's still value in Supercoach, but Dream Team, he's a low end. That's the 33 is really just sort of that little bit of glimmer of hope that he does ruck a lot.
Yeah. Coming in at 13 for me, the big hairy man from West Coast, Josh Kennedy. Average 92 in Supercoach, 85 in Dream Team. Got him ranked 13th in Dream Team for me as well. I just think with Darling coming back on after that injury, he's going to get more help, kick more goals. West Coast have added to their midfield with Redden and Jeddah. Going to get more supply. Just like the pick. Good, safe pick.
Yeah, I got JJK at 18 in Supercoach. I got him at 21 in Dream Team. It was his best year as far as my stats are concerned.
I've got him ranked 11th and 14th from this year, but
my personal rankings is 18 in Supercoach, 21. Yeah, 11 and 14 overall in Supercoach and Dream Team. I think he's good because I think West Coast win the premiership this year.
Ooh, big call.
Heard it here first. There's a hot take, people. No, I really think they do. And JJK had issues last year. Was it shoulder or elbow?
That whole arm was just bandaged the whole year.
Half the year his arm was mummified. Shagged, and he played 22 games and killed it.
And won the Coleman medal.
Yeah, so, man, I love him. I think he's a gun player. We know how accurate he is in front of goals. He's going to have his bad games, as all key forwards do.
Exactly right.
But I think he's going to win your weeks on his own, basically. Yeah,
especially against that Essendon defence now.
Man, when they play Essendon, I hope it's on a Friday night and we can just
load up on our bets.
I'm just saying we can loophole captain him for all the salary cap players out there.
Absolutely. Coming in at number 14, And if the rumours are true about this guy, could even go higher. Nick Riewoldt from St Kilda. Average 90 in Supercage, 93 in Dream Team. Got him at number 11 in Dream Team for me. Now, the rumours are he's going to be pushing up on the wing, Matthew Richardson style, where he just took a buttload of marks, high load of possessions, and that just turns into points for me.
Yeah, I got no issue. You know what? Nick Riewoldt's one of my favourite players.
Yep.
To have watched over the last 10 years. I really just admire the guy. I got him at number 13 in Supercoach, number 10 in Dream Team.
Yeah, so not too far apart there.
Because he is an accumulator, and he takes 10 marks a game.
Yeah.
And when he takes that mark, he never handballs it. He just
kicks it long or kicks it on the full.
Yeah. So, the 17 games, whatever.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about it because I think his upside is so enormous.
Yeah.
Could you say think about this. Remember these averages are affected by the game where he got concussed in the first quarter against Adelaide.
That's right.
So I'm all for Nick Riewoldt. I think he's an absolute superstar.
You see him going back to that 100 average or
absolutely.
Yep. Cool.
Absolutely. He's one of the guys in this mid two bracket that I probably, well, look, I got Franklin in front of him, so I'm probably more on Franklin, but I see him as a real candidate to push it back up to 100.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the worry with him is the games.
Yeah, that's the big one.
So, yeah.
But, yeah.
It's not output, it's the games.
Yeah. Coming in at number 15 for me, based purely on that DPP, we've spoken about him before, Callum Sinclair from Sydney. Only average.
That is a hot take, my friend.
That is a hot take. I'm all over this guy this year, just all about him. 76 in Supercoach, 74 average in Dream Team. I did slide him to 27 in Dream Team because just not too sure if he's going to be that accumulator for the Swans with their play style, but he's going to take a mark. He's going to kick a goal. Just love it. And especially if you can link him up with Kurt Tippett, if you've got one in the ruck, one in the forward, if one goes down, it's a win-win situation for you, really.
Yeah, look, I got him at 29 in Supercoach. I got him at 24 in Dream Team. I got no issues with him. I'm not sure he averages 100. I don't think he's going to. I think he averages somewhere in the
90s.
I think he's somewhere in the 90 to 95.
Yeah.
In both forms, to be honest. But again,
that's still a massive upage in points, for sure.
Oh, no doubt. But I don't think it's safe. And the guys I've got in front of him, I feel a little bit safer. Look, if we come out and we see the NAB Cup, and again, it's probably a little bit wishy-washy on my behalf because, to me, this is a murky situation.
Yep.
It's not like Essendon where we know Luenberg is going to be the number one ruck. Like, this is murky. This is murky. And they could split time 50-50 and they could kill each other's scores.
And Sinclair's even come out himself and says, look, I'm here to fight for the number one ruck. No, you are the number one ruck.
Well, you should be. But this is the thing. They've got these other guys. Oh, man, we're a clean show, so I can't say what I really think. But, you know, they've got these other guys like Nan Curvis and, you know, Derek Naismith. No, you know what I mean? Like, those other guys, I'm just like,
they're not getting a game.
You know, you shouldn't, but, God, who knows?
You came to the club for a reason. Just,
but, fine, people, it's wishy-washy. I'd love to, if I had the same confidence, I think Jono's fine. Like, if you were choosing him as a second forward, that's fine, but this is the thing. I can't take both Tippett and Sinclair as a forward two because someone gets the points and someone misses out.
Salary cap games though, I've actually got them both. I've got him as a tip. Sinclair is my ruck two and Tippett in my forward line at the moment.
Look, salary cap. I'm more for Sinclair just because of the price.
Price. All right, moving on. Where are we up to? Number 16 is the silky Cyril Rioli. 92 average in Supercoach, 78 in Dream Team. I've got him at 32 for Dream Team. Just Cyril's the kind of guy who'll have 12 possessions, 3 goals, and score 100 in Supercoach. That doesn't translate to Dream Team.
You know what was funny about Cyril last year? Because I had Cyril. I kept waiting for him just to explode for 6 goals. He never did.
No.
But it looked like he was going to do it every single week. Yeah. He had a really good year, I thought. I've got him at 14 in Supercoach and 30 in Dream Team. The possessions are there. The tackles are still there.
Yep.
Which is great for Cyril. He was fine. I guess that the fact that we've got him, where did you have him? 16?
16 for Supercoach, 32 for Dream Team.
Yeah, so the fact that we got him so high really speaks volumes as to how crap the forward line is this year.
Like, and he actually played 20 games. Yeah, normally measures, rips a hamstring off the bone. And...
No, don't say that. We love you, Cyril.
We do.
You're all right.
Coming in.
You know what's funny is like he kept looking like he was going to take Mark of the Year, and he had it in his fingers like 8 times.
And just
and it's just
hey, he won a Norm Smith medal and now a 4-time Premiership player. So.
Yeah. Oh, look, man, he's a gun. I take all that. He's a gun, man. He can't.
We love Cyril.
Yeah.
Coming into
not to Bruce levels of love.
No. Maybe Dennis Cometti. Coming in at number 17 for me is the oldest bloke on the park at the moment, Boomer Harvey. Averaged 90 in Supercoach, 81 in Dream Team. I've got him pretty similar for Dream Team, coming in at 18 for me. Just he's still the best player at North Melbourne for me, I think.
Todd Goldstein might say something.
Oh, God. Yeah.
No, look, he's a gun. I got him at 12 in Supercoach, and I got him at 22 in Dream Team. Like you said, average 90 in Supercoach, 82 in Dream Team. You take out the two sub games, my friend, and
I forgot he was sub.
you take out those two sub games and you see what his numbers are.
What did that come up to?
96.
Well, there you go.
No, he's a gun.
He is a gun.
Like, this is, I'm a little bit hesitant on Boomer this year. I would usually take him. Like, obviously, he's usually a forward one.
Yeah.
So he's a forward two for me and a forward three in Dream Team.
Yeah.
I think Boomer takes a little bit of a step back this year.
Yeah, I think they're going to manage his game time. And
yeah, I think this is one of those situations where we haven't actually spoken about this yet, and we'll probably next week we're doing our sleepers burn man, but we're also talking strategy.
Yep.
One of the things that will come up is people saying, oh, the sub vest gone, fantastic, but that means less game time for more players.
That's right.
It's not just like, oh, everyone gets 80% game time now.
No. You're sitting on the bench for 6, 7, 8 minutes compared to that 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. There's actually, I look back through the figures, and the last time rotations were going to be at the limit we're going to see now was 2009, which was before Collingwood started going ridiculous with the interchanges.
Yeah.
And there was 30 players average 100 in Supercoach.
30
average 100 or more.
Wow.
Last year there was 50.
Wow.
Okay, so I'm not sitting here saying that everyone's gonna drop out and averages are gonna tumble, but it's a possibility.
Absolutely, for sure.
Okay, so look, and Boomer's one of those guys where I can see they manage maybe players, maybe in the pockets a little bit more.
Yep.
I think he's a gun. Don't worry, you're wrong. Still got him at 12 in Supercoach, 22 Dream Team. So, but that's just, we'll talk about it more on the strategy
section. Yeah, we will. Coming at number 18 for me, it's another bit of a hit and hope sort of pick, but Toby Green from the GWS. Only average 82 in Supercoach, 85 in Dream Team. Still got him at 19 in Dream Team for me, but he's got that mid-forward eligibility. And with Treloar gone, if he gets back in the guts, he's going to be a points machine, I think.
Yeah, I got him at 27. I like your forward two take on him. I don't mind that at all. It's a bit braver than I am. I've got him at 19 in Dream Team also.
Okay.
So we're both on the same page. Yeah, I think he's the guy who takes the bump from Treloar going.
Yeah.
I know you're a little bit higher on Coniglio.
Yep.
Which is fine, and that's how it is. But I'm pretty confident Green gets a bump.
I think
we've seen it from Green.
We have, yes. Yeah, I just like the pick, but, you know, again, bit hit hopes at the moment until we see the NAB Cup.
I mean, fractionally speculative, but yeah. I like it, man. I really like it.
I mean, you got to put your balls out there and try these things, especially if I do get, say, a Deludio or Martin as my forward one when it comes to drafting.
And this is the thing. Toby Green didn't average phenomenally last year, so he's a guy who could slide a little bit in your draft.
Yeah,
I'm on Toby Green. I'm certainly taking a risk. If I can grab a couple guys early, then I'd be happy with him as my mid three.
Or forward three. Yeah, absolutely. Especially if he does get that points bump.
Yeah, I think that's just the little thing for me is I'd like him more as a forward three than a two.
Yeah, still look pretty nice though.
Yeah, he's still fine. Yeah. I think he does benefit. And yeah, he's always been a little bit better Dream Team player than Supercoach.
Yeah.
But we've seen those numbers before, and I like a good history in my players that I draft.
And hardly misses. Coming in at number 19 for me, don't hassle the Hoff, Justin Westhoff. 94 average Supercoach, 89 Dream Team. Got him ranked 16 for Dream Team.
Odium 15 Supercoach and 12 Dream Team.
Oh, a bit higher than me.
Hey, finished top 10 in both forms of the game.
Certainly did, 9-9 there. But
Paddy Ryder's gone, people.
Yes. Mind you, we are doing the show 6 hours after the news broke.
Yeah.
Those players suspended, so it cannot re-rank. But still, inside the forward two, be happy to have him play up in the wing.
Very consistent, 3 years in a row.
Yep.
Average well, doesn't miss games. He's a gun. He can play anywhere.
Like, what was it, a couple of years ago when he just, at the start of the season, went on that massive tear and
he's a gun, man.
And very underrated.
Underrated. Very, hugely underrated.
Hugely underrated. Unsexy pick. Could even slide in your draft to a possible forward three.
Oh, man, if you got him as a forward three.
Salary cap, not so much.
Well, he'd actually be a great point of difference, I think.
He certainly would.
Especially with this Ryder news.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a... Well, maybe they don't put him in the ruck.
Well, maybe they put the Butcher in.
All right, moving on. All right?
All right. Rounding out my top 20, he's been a burn man for you and me for a long time, Mr. Sean Higgins from North Melbourne. 95 average Supercoach, 85 Dream Team. Got him ranked 15th in Dream Team. Had to put him in. Will he burn us again?
Yeah, I got him at 16 in Supercoach and 17 in Dream Team. The numbers are great. He played great.
Yeah.
He's in a good team. North a good team. Let's not deny it. He's a good half forward.
Yep.
That's all there is to say, really.
Hopefully he just stays fit.
He's just such an effective player. He's like Deledio light.
Yes. He just needs to stay fit for me, and that's all I need.
Yeah, and he did last year, and that's good enough for me. And North actually have a very good injury management history.
Yep, okay.
So they tend to keep their players on the park. I'm very happy with that.
Yeah, coming in at number 21 for me, I think this guy's...
So this is the start of the forward threes for you.
Forward threes, yes. Going to be in the forward line on his own, Zach Merritt from Essendon. 88 average in Supercoach, 90 in Dream Team. Actually got him ranked 14th in Dream Team for me.
I've got him at 25 in Supercoach and 16 in Dream Team. And if there was a player to take a bump from the Essendon side, it is Zach Merritt.
Yeah.
I would have no problems with this. With the news today that's happened, I've got no problem pushing him in front of JJK and Supercoach.
Me too.
Which would put him at 18.
See, I'd probably have him in that 13 to 16 bracket now.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't go that high. But I think he's certainly in the midfield.
Yeah, he's pure guts this year.
Well, I actually liked him. Pardon me. Anyway, I actually liked him to have a good year. Anyway, obviously, I had him at 24 and 16, so I was pretty high on him before.
Yep.
But I probably wouldn't move him too much higher in Dream Team.
No,
I mean, he's averaged 90 last year. I mean, that's pretty good.
That's
pretty good.
Yeah, especially for a young bloke.
That's probably in the right spot, but I wouldn't, I might move him, say, 6 spots higher, which would be about 18.
Yeah.
In Supercoach.
All right, moving on, the injury-prone Shane Edwards. Only played the 15.
Wait, what number you got Shane Edwards?
22.
20, okay.
It's dicey.
Yep. 90, he was killing it last year.
He was, until he got that injury. Yeah. He was killing it. 91 Supercoach, 75 in Dream Team. Not relevant for me in Dream Team, but I do like him as a forward three in Supercoach, especially with that DPP.
Yeah, I got him 28 in Supercoach and 40 in Dream Team. He just snuck into my rankings there. Yeah, I like Shane Edwards. He was really playing well last year. Until he got injured, like you said. I think Richmond are a good team.
They're a top 8 team. He's going to get the points.
Unfortunate. I'm not a Richmond fan at all. But yeah, Tiger Army, sorry. No, Shane Edwards is fine. He'll find a way to get the points. He's just a little bit flaky for me.
Like that whole Richmond forward line.
I mean, if he was my forward three, then yeah, okay. But
I'd want to have prefer, something safer in front of him.
Yeah, I'd prefer him as a four.
Yeah.
But if I got him as a three, okay.
Coming at 23 for me is Shane Edwards' teammate, Jack Riewoldt. 91 average, super coach, 77 dream team. I've got him ranked 31st in dream team for me.
We've actually got the exact same rankings.
Well, there we go. Bit of a role change from last year, wasn't
it? I thought he had a great year.
Had a great year.
And he played well.
He didn't have a dummy spit at all, I don't think, last year. Just
nope.
Played his role, did well, scored well, tapered off a little bit towards the end of the year because almost cost me in draft finals. But, great pick. Going to get those points for you.
Yep.
And again, like any key
forward. Doesn't miss games.
Doesn't miss games. And like any key forward, we'll have a quiet game.
Yeah, I mean, you look at where he finished. He finished as the 12th forward in Supercoach and 29th in Dream Team. Like, that's fine.
That's great. Yep. Moving on to number 24, Alan Christensen from Brisbane Lions. 86 average Supercoach, 83 in Dream Team. I've got him ranked 25 for Dream Team. I think a little bit quiet in his first year there at the Brisbane Lions, just finding his feet a little bit. Playing forward midfield with all those injuries, I think they're going to settle him down in the spot and he'll get back to those scores that we saw at Geelong.
Yeah, I got him at 22 for Supercoach. I got him at 14 for Dream Team. I'm actually pretty high on Christensen this year. I think Brisbane are a little bit improved because I think he's a little bit more outside. He's like Stevie Mike, a little bit outside player.
Yeah.
I think their inside roles with, you know, Bell and Rocky's back, Mitch Robinson's there. You know, I think their inside mids are filled and I think, you know, with Steph Martin as well.
Yeah.
I think the outside guys get a little bit more of the ball.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit higher on Christensen this year. He doesn't really miss games. No. And I think he gets back to those numbers we saw at Geelong. Because I think he's a good player.
Well, he was 20th in Supercoach and 17th in Dream Team.
Yeah, so. And I mean, and he had a down year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finding your feet, yeah. That's only going to be good things for Alan Christensen. Coming in at 25 for me is Alan Christensen's teammate, Mitch Robinson. Bit of a breakout year for... Yeah, you know, Mitch averaging 92 in Supercoach, 91 in Dream Team. Got him ranked 20th for Dream Team. He was a tackling machine in the second half of last year.
Oh, you're going to be shocked where I got him in Dream Team.
Low?
High.
High.
Ooh. I got him at 17 in Supercoach. I got him at 8.
8? Wow.
In Dream Team. Yeah.
That is huge.
That's a hot take, people. Mitch Robinson had an enormous second half of the year.
Yeah.
Where the Brisbane midfield was decimated. I think he stays in there. I'm a little bit higher on him than Tom Bell. It's the tackles. Oh. The tackles are enormous.
I think in the space of 5 games, 12, 8, 14, just off the charts, people.
I don't think they can ignore that because it's not like he's a great user. It's not like he's a great goal kicker.
He is built like a proverbial brick.
Yeah, and look, Jack Redden's out. They need another inside. This is it. This is Mitch Robinson. I think he can keep up. In Supercoach, look, his usage probably not great, but
he'll still get that 90-ish average.
Well, look, the difference between Supercoach and Dream Team is that the key forwards in Dream Team totally suck.
Mm.
And I think the fact that he gets all the tackles, that he gets possessions, that gives him the big boost there. Whereas in Supercoach, obviously, you can have key forwards in front of him. I think Mitch Robinson keeps it up. Look at the coach. He's an idiot.
He is.
Look at him. Looks like he's been punched about 1,000 times. All right. So he's going to be like, oh, Mitch Robinson can run his head through a brick wall. Better put him in the guts.
Brisbane coach, I can't remember your name, but if you'd like to talk to Steve, that's at the Draft Doctors.
But he finished. Look at where he finished. He finished as a 12th forward in Dream Team.
Yeah.
That's Jesus Christ. How can you have him? No, I'll get him before you do. Don't worry about that.
Probably would, because I did have him and then put him in the pool and never got him back again. Number 26 for me, Devon Smith from GWS. 89 in Supercoach, 85 in Dream Team. Got him ranked 21st in Dream Team. I think he'll take over that Toby Green role, where he's going to kick more goals, a bit more midfield time. Just a nice, safe pick, I think.
I got him at 20 in both. I think he's a gun.
Gun?
Yep.
All right. Number 27, Tom Lynch from the Gold Coast. Dixon's gone. 88 average Supercoach. 88 in Dream Team.
88. I got him at 79 in Dream Team.
Okay. I might have been the looking at the Tom Lynch from Adelaide Crows when I was doing that.
Yeah, Tom Lynch had 88 from Adelaide.
Okay, so I must have messed myself up while having a few beers. Oh, 79 in Dream Team, wasn't it?
Whoa, I don't believe that.
79 Dream Team?
Yeah, I did 79 Dream Team.
Okay, there you go.
Well, that could be wrong. I don't know. But I'm just saying, that's what, I'm pretty sure.
Well,
yeah, let's move it on.
Ranked 30th in Supercoach, 15th in Dream Team. Got him as my number 22 in Dream Team. Charlie Dixon's gone. He's the sole forward. I think it helps him.
Yeah, I got him at 24 in Supercoach and 32 in Dream Team. I think he's a star. Takes some contested marks. Kick some goals. Gold Coast the better.
Yep. 28, I had Paddy Ryder, but he's no longer playing this year. So
I had him 33.
And I didn't have him rated for Dream Team.
I had him at 35.
Okay. Stevie Motlop is at number 29 for me. Played 20 games. 23 in Dream Team for me. Just on the outside wing, I think this year he's going to rack up the possessions and just do what Stevie Motlop does.
Yeah, I got him at 21 in Supercoach and 15 in Dream Team.
Much higher than me then.
Yeah, it doesn't. I don't think he misses games. I think he kills it. And Geelong, if you think Geelong are better, then you should be on Stevie Motlop, and I do.
Probably had him lower just because I had him in my team last year and he burnt me a few times.
Yeah, he's going to be like that.
True. Number 30 for me, my love child, Tommy Bell from the Brisbane Lions. 89 in Supercoach, 88 Dream Team. I have him 24 Dream Team for me.
I got him at 31 Supercoach and 18 Dream Team. Look, man, he finished as a 15th player in Supercoach and 11th in Dream Team.
That's crazy.
Isn't that ridiculous?
That's crazy.
I think he takes a bump down.
I think so.
At the new club.
He's not going to get more time in the guts, but will that balance out in more goals, do you think?
But he's also a very high variance player, where he's very high. He's got the upside to go 140, but he also drops a few 60s in there as well.
Yeah, that's right. Moving into my forward four, starting off at number 31 is the big Texan, Tex Walker. 83 average in Supercoach, 82 in Dream Team, 28th in Dream Team for me.
I don't have Texan.
No Texan?
Nope. No, I'm completely avoiding him. He will be one of my, well, hint, hint, he's one of my burn men next week.
Well, there we go.
I think if people think that Adelaide suck this year because Dangerfield's not there, then Texan takes a drop. I'm sorry. Last year was his second best year, and this year they're going to be worse. Why does a key forward improve?
He's dropped 7 kilos, so maybe he's going to be running up on the wing a bit more.
Oh, so he's going to play key forward. Josh Jenkins?
Yep.
Yeah!
number 32 for me, Luke Bruce. Don't have him ranked in Dream Team, but I see this guy getting more midfield time with the likes of Hodge and Mitchell. Getting a bit older, so
you're such an ageist.
Yeah.
I got 39 in Supercoach and 39 in Dream Team.
There you go. Just sneaks
very
in.
Consistent. Very consistent. Doesn't miss games.
Yep. And love it. Had a pretty good finish to last year as well.
Yep.
33 for me. Bit of an interesting one. Jack Billings, St Kilda. Only played the 9 games, but man, he was on fire in those 9 games. Went at an 84 average in both forms. Got him ranked 30th in Dream Team for me.
Yeah, I got him 34 in Supercoach and 26 in Dream Team. Love the upside.
Yeah, big upside if he can stay on the park.
Yep.
Moving on to number 34, Tom Lynch from the Adelaide Crows. 88 in both forms. Got him 26 in Dream Team for me. It was the 21st forward in Supercoach, 15th in Dream Team.
Yeah, I like Tom Lynch. I got him at 36 in Supercoach and I got him at 25 in Dream Team. The problem is, this is really... He hasn't got a great history of being on the park.
Yep.
And he doesn't have a great scoring history. Last year, he really put it all together in a contract year.
Wow.
handy for you, Tom Lynch.
Yeah.
But he's an ugly unit and I think he will have used a lot of sunscreen in pre-season.
For sure.
No, but look, he's fine.
He's a very safe pick.
Yeah, look, you're not going to win games because, well, you know, I think he's fine.
Yeah,
because he can. The thing about him that's good is he can run a lot, and he pushes up.
Yeah,
so he'll take some marks and lay some tackles and blah 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 blah.
35 for me is a bit of an interesting one. Old Jack Martin for Gold Coast Suns only played the 12 games through injury. Don't have a rank for him in Dream Team, but I can just see him filling that Harley Bennell void this year.
Yeah, I got him 38 in Supercoach, not ranked in Dream Team.
No.
He's a star when he's on the park.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming in at 37 for me, Eddie Betts. Best year for the in his career, getting All-Australian. 33 in Dream Team for me.
Yep, hintity, hint, hint. My second Birdman will also be from the Adelaide Crows, and it is, in fact, Eddie Betts.
I think all of Steve's Birdman will be the Adelaide Crows.
They're pretty up there, maybe with Essendon.
I just spoiled my joke from next week.
Oh, sorry. Oh, you can use it. No one will remember.
No. 38 for me. Nice safe pick. The Blonde Master, Mark Lecrae from West Coast. Got him 29th in Dream Team for me. 82 average and 83.
Yeah, he's got a good history in Dream Team. I've got him at 25 in Dream Team. I've got him at 40 in Supercoach. All right, no problem. I think West Coast are a gun team. I think he'll get plenty of the ball.
And especially against the Western Bulldogs, where he likes to kick bags of 10.
It's pretty easy to do that against the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
They're no one.
39 for me. Bit of an interesting pick. Sam Gray, Port Adelaide.
This is a guy who I think gets a massive bump.
Yeah.
Because of the news today.
Yeah.
Monfries, gone. Oh,
Gus Monfries. Yeah.
Yes.
The forgotten player at Port Adelaide.
I've got Sam Gray at 29 in Supercoach and 27 in Dream Team. Now, this is before today's news. I think he can take a big jump.
He certainly can.
He destroyed the end of the last season.
115. That's all he produced in the last six or seven games last
year. Yeah, there was a lot of 30-touch games.
Kicked a couple of goals, laser tackle.
My worry was that all these guys like Pollock and, you know, they were coming back. And, you know, the midfield was empty. Oh, Wines also.
Yeah.
So the midfield was empty and there was room to get the ball. But with this Monfries out, man, he's definitely in the team.
He had speed.
Yeah.
It was great. 39 for me, Drew Petrie. I don't know. The old dog still got it, I think. Played a bit of defence last year. 85 average, Supercoach 78 in Dream Team, 34 in Dream Team for me.
No, he's fine. I just don't have him. I just prefer a bit of upside later on. So
yeah,
I wouldn't have a problem with a forward five. But yeah.
And last pick is Stevie J. I had to slide him in there because he's burning it up the track.
Ugh. Yeah, I got him at 36 in Dream Team. Oh, Supercoach.
Yep.
And 23 in Dream Team. Always produces in Dream Team.
Yeah.
I'd just vomit when I pick Steve Johnson.
That's why I'm saying it with not much enthusiasm.
Yeah. So who do I have that you don't? Aaron Hall.
No, I did not pick Aaron Hall. I think he takes a hit with that star-studded midfield coming back.
Oh, I don't think the star-studded midfield comes back all that star-studded. I got him at 26 in Supercoach and 28. Thin Dream Team, much like Sam Gray, killed at the end of the year, possibly due to injuries, but I think he's a good player and he's finally doing a preseason. I'm not super high on Jaeger. He's going to be
back to his best.
Maybe we might talk about him next year, next week. And I'm not so keen on David Swallow either, who is also still in the rehab group as far as I'm aware.
That is true.
And Harley Bennell's also out of that team. So I think Aaron Hall's got every chance to play in the guts.
Yep.
Who else did we miss?
Jack Darling.
Oh, yeah, Jack Darling. I got a 32 in Supercoach, not ranked in Dream Team. I think West Coast are going to win the premiership, like I said, and I think they're going to destroy teams. And I think Jack Darling, since he's over his injuries, he came in through the year, still played okay, averaged 84 in Dream Team, Supercoach. And I think he averages maybe low 90s.
Yep.
There's a bit of upside there, I'll put it that way. I think he's a gun player.
I can see that happening.
Who else don't we have? Oh, and the big man, Jesse Hogan, is number 40 in Supercoach.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, look, I love Jesse Hogan. I think he's a gun. I think Melbourne are a little bit more improved this year. If you're giving me a choice of, say, Jesse Hogan and Jake Stringer in that low-end spot, I'm not taking Jake Stringer.
Tom Boyd?
Who? Yeah, no, I like Jesse Hogan. I think he's a gun. He's going to give you some great weeks. He's going to give you some crap weeks.
Yeah, I just don't know. Second year's blues for me.
Yeah. But he's been on an AFL list for 3 years. That's the thing. People go, oh, it's his first year. Yeah. Well, he trained with he won a VFL best and fairest last year, and he trained with the VFL team the year before. It's not like it's his first, it's probably his fourth preseason.
Okay.
So, I'm all on Jesse Hogan. He's a gun.
Some players that you might not have heard. I'm looking at Angus Brayshaw. Got that forward mid eligibility.
Not interested.
No.
He's been injured over the preseason. He's in the he's in the rehab group with a hip injury.
Well, that teaches me for not doing my research.
Yep.
Matthew Wright playing at Carlton has averaged 80 in Supercoach, 85 in Dream Team in the past. Could be
very salary cap relevant.
Yes, absolutely. Probably wouldn't touch him in drafts.
Maybe as a bench player. I'd keep him on a watch list, but wouldn't choose him in my initial squad.
No, absolutely. And a bit of left field, Benny McGlynn, coming back from injury, has gone big before.
He's gone big once.
Well, that's before.
Yeah. Yeah, no, look, he's on my list. He's actually in my list of guys who didn't make it in my Supercoach ranks, made in my Dream Team ranks. I got him at 36 in Dream Team.
Yeah, very one to watch, and even just as a bench player, would be okay.
Yeah, so some of the guys who didn't make my list, Matt Suckling, 29 in Dream Team.
Yep.
But didn't rate in Supercoach for me. He does get the ball, but I don't think
new role will be interesting to
this
see.
Is the thing, people say how good he is. He already ranked for efficiency. It was like his disposal efficiency was like 280 or something.
Yeah,
and his goal efficiency was under 50%. He's terrible.
He has a big left foot.
I love it. He's got this great left foot. Yeah, he might, but it never hits the freaking target. Nah. Who else do I have? I had Craig Bird ranked at 37 in Dream Team, not in Supercoach though.
Probably takes a big boost this year.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
maybe.
And I got Aaron Vandenberg at 38 in Dream Team.
Yep.
First year last year, I thought he was okay. Comeback fit, and maybe it's more one to watch than rank 38. But you know, in Dream Team, when you're getting down to these low end forward fours, you really you're looking for some upside.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think he's got the potential to be an inside mid there because his disposal's freaking horrible.
Mm.
Maybe they use Nathan Jones a bit more outside. Maybe they use Don Tyson a bit more outside. I don't know.
Who knows? Wait and see for the NAB Cup, which is 20
just around the corner.
Just around the corner, people. Well, that wraps up our forward ranking show. Coming up next week, we have our sleepers and burn man with a bit of strategy thrown on top. Be sure to listen to that because that will be a very interesting show. If you've got any questions, hit us up at Twitter at The Draft Doctors or follow us, head over to Facebook, facebook.com/The Draft Doctors. Leave a comment, whatever, or send us an email at thedraftdoctors@gmail.com.
Yep, subscribe, follow us.
Yep.
It all helps out for the show.
Absolutely. Anything else, Steve?
Oh, I don't know. Just
Essendon.
I don't know. I know we're a clean show. It's hard to spill my emotions out.
Yeah.
But you all suck. I want Brendan Goddard's head to explode. That's what I want.
I think if there's an award for finger pointing, you've already won it, Brendan. Just
I love Brendan Goddard. I know everyone hates Brendan Goddard, but I just love that he just loses to his teammates. And this year, there's literally no one to keep him calm.
No.
He's just going to kill someone, and it'll be his own teammate. That's what I love.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for everyone, and we will see you next week.